Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast Radio.
Morning, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Not at all. Pleasure to talk to you. This is worrying trend. What's it based on? Where are you getting these facts from, Ciarán, please?
So new data released by the NTA upon a parliamentary question last week has shown that 23 out of 26 counties in Ireland have seen a reduction in the number of taxi licences since 2019. And Wexford has been particularly badly struck. And that's had a 23% decrease in the number of taxi licences there just since 2019.
When you say 22% decrease, can you define what does that mean? Is that because of lack of interest? Or what's the background to this statistic, please?
No, what we're seeing with the number of vehicles leaving the industry, it's been a trend for a long time. We've actually, our peak for number of taxis across the country was back in 2007. We've actually lost 20,000 since then. So the continued fall is a common trend. But since 2019, we certainly saw drivers impacted by COVID that left the industry. We're also just seeing less and less drivers able to enter the industry because a couple of particularly sort of big barriers that have been there for the past 10 years.
And can you put it down, I'm going to throw it out to our taxi drivers within County Wexford as well as to why many have left the industry. What are your thoughts as to why they've gone, why they're no longer there?
Well, we're certainly seeing an age demographic and an age profiling. So we're seeing the drivers fall out of the industry, and we're just not seeing enough younger drivers joining and entering the industry. That would be the biggest challenge. And obviously the impacts of COVID put a small spike in that, but we're long past COVID now, and we certainly are not back over the numbers that we were in 2019. And that's the biggest worry, I think, for us, because the impact of that is that it's really impacting our local economies. It's reducing the transport options for people.
Right.
And especially small businesses that we speak to in terms of the hospitality industry, restaurants, tourism industry, a reliable taxi network is essential for those small businesses to bring people to and from.
Right. Again, just getting back to that question as to why they've left, what do you think is the main reason they've left?
We certainly think we can see the age demographics. The NTA published the age demographics, and taxi drivers have been getting older and older. And as I said, we are not seeing the number of new drivers entering the industry that we need to replace them. And that's been happening for some time now.
Again, as I mentioned, we put it out to our listeners, to our taxi drivers within County Wexford. If you'd like to share your thoughts, pick up the phone and give Mary-Ann a call on 053 914 5222. The Taxis for Ireland Coalition is now calling on the NTA and the government to take immediate action. Can you outline for me what the action plan is, please?
Yeah, we can. I can. We're looking for two simple asks from the government, the NTA. One is to make it easier for drivers to get their licence. And by that, we simply mean still police vetted, still background checked, still an official taxi driver. But when we speak to drivers, and there's a lot of drivers that tell us they are interested in joining the industry, there's no lack of interest there. But the challenge for them is that they're asked to produce, to sit the area knowledge test, which is a bit of an old-fashioned test, which means they need to memorise every street and route across the county. And we think that's just a little bit obsolete in this day and age of sat-nav, where, in fact, memorising the routes might be novel, but it's never going to be the best. A sat-nav is going to be able to tell you that there's traffic up ahead or there's an accident ahead and give you the best route. So we believe that like most countries around the world, let's look at revising and removing the need for an area knowledge test where it's not required. So that's number one. Let's get more drivers into it. Second is we just need to enable drivers, and the ones that come to us and speak to us say, we're ready to go, I've got a perfectly suitable vehicle, but I'm not allowed to license it as a taxi because it's not wheelchair accessible itself. And that's been a restriction on entering the industry for the past 10 years.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast.